Today, America lost a great voice, writer, teacher, and activist Maya Angelou. Here she is reading part of her poem, And Still I Rise.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my sassiness upset you?
The late Maya Angelou reading from her poem, And Still I Rise. Colleen McElroy is a Seattle-based writer. She taught English and creative writing at the University of Washington. McElroy told me Maya Angelou made writing seem easy. McElroy first met the writer in the mid-1970s.
I remember that when she was reading, I was sitting in the audience, and I can't remember if that was the occasion that I introduced her or not. I've seen her read a number of times, and one or two of those times I've introduced her. But I remember sitting in the audience and saying to a friend who was with me, that's what I want to be when I grow up, meaning that's the way I want to deal with my writing, with that kind of confidence and being self-assured about how I approach a piece of writing. When I was with Maya, I stood a little taller and walked a little more fluidly because she had that presence, and it shows through in her writing.
Do you feel that you actually have reached that goal that you set?
Oh, I hope so.
Maya Angelou was 86 years old at her death, and that's several generations removed from current writing students. I'm not sure if you are still actively teaching. I know you're an emeritus faculty member, but I'm wondering about the place of her work in curricula these days. Is it there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And particularly to those students who have fallen silent because of some incident or not. You know that Maya herself fell silent for 6 years because of the trauma of being molested. And for students such as that, it might not be that they've been molested, any number of reasons. But I think that through Maya's work, they find a way to speak. And that is really important at any age and any era. Maya was 6 years older, well, 7 years older than I, but I always felt that she was years ahead of me, not just chronological years, but in terms of thinking, in terms of sorting out details, in terms of gathering what you need to build your resilience. And I think that also shows in her writing.
It's interesting today to look at all the tributes that are being made to Maya Angelou. She clearly left a legacy for the nation. But as I listen to you speak, Colleen, it's a personal legacy, isn't it?
Oh, yes, very much so. I don't think that you can separate the poet, the phenomenal woman, from the phenomenal work. And it becomes a personal thing. And, you know, years would go by before I would see Maya again, and she always knew who I was, and she always said, how are you, and where have you been? You haven't contacted me. So she allowed you to get into that personal space.
That seems kind of risky for somebody who is such a prominent figure.
Yes, but as, you know, Maya was daring.
Well, just to conclude, what are you thinking about today?
Well, in terms of Maya, it's hard for me to think of her passing, but her voice will remain ever present through her poems and stories, and it gives me a reason to reflect on what I have done. And as she says, if there's one thing you should leave for this life, is a present for humanity. And I reflect on that with, in terms of how my work speaks to people I have never met. And in fact, that was one of my ways of editing or revising my work. How does this speak to someone I've not met?
Why should anybody care, in other words?
Yes, yes.
Well, Colleen McElroy, thank you so much for taking some time this morning to speak with me.
Oh, thank you.
Colleen McElroy, writer and University of Washington faculty emeritus, speaking about her friend and colleague, the late Maya Angelou. Angelou resonated across generations, both as an artist and a political activist. Jen Marlowe is a Seattle-based author, documentary filmmaker, and activist. We spoke to her from a cafe in Brooklyn, New York. Marlowe told me she first read Angelou in high school.
I remember initially finding a copy of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings and reading it as a high school student, and it left an enormous impact on me, and in many ways the work I have done on racial justice since then. Much of that seed or spark was planted when I first encountered I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings as a high school student.
That's amazing. I understand that she recently blurbed a book of yours.
She did, and it was the book I Am Troy Davis, which I wrote with and about death row prisoner Troy Anthony Davis, who was ultimately executed in September 21st, 2011, despite a very strong case of innocence. And actually, you know, not only did Dr. Angelou provide a blurb, an endorsement for that book, it literally came in the day the book was going to print. I got the email with her blurb. It was the one and only time I've actually written email with the subject, halt the presses or hold the presses. You know, Dr. Angelou is an icon, and for her to recognize the importance of Troy's story, it was another example of a time that she had an insistence on using her voice to uphold the dignity and the humanity of all human beings.
And so just lastly, Jen, we are thinking nationally about the legacy of this woman, this writer, this activist, and you talked a little bit about how that first memoir pushed you into the trajectory that you're on right now. But when you think today, maybe on a more personal level, what legacy did Maya Angelou leave for you and for all of us?
When you look at what she was writing about and the issues she was exposing and the way in which she was able to get people who might have been unwilling to see, unwilling to hear, unwilling to really acknowledge or grapple with the difficult realities that she exposed, she had a way of not letting us look the other way, both in her writing and in her poetry and in her work and in her own personal presence.
Seattle writer and activist Jen Marlowe, we reached her in a Brooklyn, New York cafe. Maya Angelou died this morning in her North Carolina home. She was 86. Maya Angelou, writer and inspiration to many generations, she'll be greatly missed.
Once you find your shoulders dropping and your speech gets slow and hazy, you'd better change your way of being before you found your brain got lazy. You can build a better future when you join the winning team. If you desire a bright tomorrow, you must build a brighter dream. Dare to let your dreams reach beyond you. Know that history holds more than it seems. We are here alive today because our ancestors dared to dream. From Africa, they lay in the bilge of slave ships and stood half naked on auction blocks. From Eastern Europe, they crowded in vessels overloaded with immigrants and were misnamed on Ellis Island. From South America and Mexico, from Asia, they labored in sweatshops. From all over the world, they came to America, many shivering in rags, and still they dared to dream.